Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast allows fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student athletes, coaches, and administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features volleyball player Meg O'Day. The senior talks about her time at Haverford, traveling abroad, last season's trip to the NCAA tournament, and much more. Here's how the interview went. I guess my first question for you, Meg, is how did you get involved in volleyball when you were younger?
I've been playing volleyball since I was six. My mom was actually my first volleyball coach at a rec league in Fort Thomas, Kentucky. But she played for her whole life, so she kind of fell into it that way and fell in love with it.
Who were some of your major influences in the sport?
Definitely my mom. She got me started in everything and kind of led me through it as I was figuring it out when I was younger. Professionally, I've always been a huge fan of Misty May Trainer. I think she's amazing.
So, moving on to your time when you were in high school and you're looking at colleges, what are some of the things that attracted you to Haverford?
What I was really looking for in a college was I wanted a campus, but I also love large cities and the life that comes with that. So I really liked that it was really close to Philadelphia, but that it also had its own enclosed campus that's beautiful. It has its own land and everything. I liked that.
What are some of your favorite parts about Philadelphia?
I love the historic district. I'm kind of a history nerd. I also really love Reading Market Terminal. I like to go shopping there for food.
What's your favorite spot at the Reading Terminal? Your favorite food spot?
They have this really good curry stand that I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, I love going there for lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
How do you balance your life as a student athlete?
I think that the way that Haverford prioritizes everything is a really important part of it, always knowing that I'm a student first and that the athletic department is going to be supportive of the student life as a priority is really important.
Is there one particular moment academically in your 4 years that has stood out above the rest?
Definitely my time abroad. I was in Madrid for 8 months, actually, this past year, and that was just an amazing experience that really wouldn't have been possible other places, I don't think.
What did you do when you were abroad? Did you do an internship? What kind of things did you do over there?
I was at the University of Complutense in Madrid, which is one of the top universities in Spain. So it was really awesome to work with the professors there. I also taught English over the summer, which is why I was there for an extended past this semester, which was really awesome.
Has there been one moment on the court that has stood out above the rest?
I think we've had a lot of really amazing games. I think last year our win against Eastern was pretty huge, especially because it was very unexpected, including for us. We were not expecting to win. So just coming together as a team in that game was really great.
Last year was an interesting year for you guys. It was kind of a little up and down. You guys were on that nice streak. You lose to Hopkins, you get on another nice streak, you beat Swarthmore to clinch, and then unfortunately you lose in the conference tournament, then you get the at-large bid, and you win an NCAA tournament, so it was kind of a roller coaster. What was that whole season like for you?
There was a lot of, I don't know, like you said, it was very, very much a roller coaster. There were a lot of really amazing high points of the season, which is, just as an athlete, awesome to be a part of, and there were a lot of times where there was questioning, can I put this much into this sport? This is awful and devastating to lose these games, but I mean, everything was worth it in the end. It was such a great year.
And what has this season been like for you guys?
I think that we're very solid team this year. I'm outside of just technical skill, which we have a lot of, and heart, which we have a lot of, we've all played together for a long time. We're kind of an older team, and we all kind of know how each other plays, and like we work very well together as a team.
Yeah, and then last night with the big comeback win, it just seems like you guys have had two of them this year. You guys have won 3-5 setters. It seems like you guys are really making a knack out of these 5-set matches.
Yeah, I guess we're the long haul team. You know, why win immediately when you can drag it out? But
so last year for you, you were a third team All American, one of only a few in this program's history. Has that crossed your mind on what that kind of means to you to be an All-American?
I mean, I was very honored to receive it, but I feel like volleyball is very tough to honor specific people just because there's nothing without a pass, there's nothing without a set. I mean, the hit often gets praised, which fortunately is my position to do, but I think that there's just really, I mean, there's nothing without the team in this sport because there's no one person that can do it. So it kind of, it was very nice to be honored, but at the same time, it's sort of, you know, like Walsh is an amazing setter, and we've got Gina Kenny and Nina Muddy, who are awesome passers that are, it's just impossible to do without.
And you're already in the top 5 all-time in kills. You're top 5 in a lot of offensive categories.
Cool.
I guess, have you ever given it some thought that of how successful your career has been through the past couple of years?
Kind of vaguely, a little bit off the court. On the court, it's something that doesn't really matter. It's something, as a sport, I just love playing, and I love my team. I'm very close to the girls, and it's nice, like I said, it's nice to have as a backup. It's nice to look at it and say, like, this was an accomplishment that I have made, but kind of in it, it's not as important as just being there.
What are some of your plans after school?
I have several. I'm not sure which path I'm going to go. I have some med schools that I'm looking at. I have some other options for grad programs and jobs, and it's kind of open at the moment. I'm applying to a lot of different things, just kind of just deciding what my next step is going to be. So.
Okay, so this part of the interview are some rapid-fire questions. So just name the first thing that pops into your head.
All right.
Favorite movie?
Princess Bride.
Favorite book?
Devil in the White City.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
Favorite vacation spot?
Spain.
Your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Tony Stark, Iron Man.
What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nice. A little throwback. I like it. Share a personal fact that no one would ever guess about you. Oof. Maybe it's a secret talent.
I can talk with my mouth closed.
Really?
That's a true story.
Okay. Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a deserted island with?
Elena, because she's from Florida and I feel like she'd know what to do on a beach.
You can have 3 things on that desert island. What would they be?
The book How to Make a Raft, an endless supply of food, and Elena Garcia.
You have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish more wishes, or you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Oh, man. I would wish the genie free. That's my first wish, and then I wouldn't have 2 other ones.
Okay, that's an interesting point. No one's brought that up before. As a child, what did you wish to be when you grew up?
A doctor.
So you're still on the career path. Nice. If you could be any TV or movie character, what would it be and why?
Hermione Granger, because she's awesome, and I'd be a wizard.
With Halloween coming up in a couple weeks, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's. That's just year-round.
What was your favorite Halloween costume?
This year, me and my friends are doing the Dancing Lobsters from The Amanda Show, so I'm pretty excited about that one.
Okay, I have no idea what that is,
yeah.
So...
I dig the obscure reference.
Okay. If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Future.
But you said you're a history buff. Why would...
Because historically, women are not treated great.
Fair enough. If you could have a golden ticket and go to any concert past or present, what would the band be?
Probably the 1964, the last Beatles concert that they gave on the roof of their record label.
What song would you want them to start the concert with?
Let It Be.
And then what would you want them to end the concert with?
Little Submarine.
How do you like to spend a rainy day?
Inside watching Netflix.
What are some of your favorite shows that you like to watch on Netflix?
I love Daredevil, and I'm really excited for Jessica Jones to come out in a couple weeks. So I like the Netflix originals.
Nice. If you could bring back one thing from your childhood, what would it be?
I had this stuffed monkey named Lucy that basically disintegrated from the amount of times that I played with it. I would love to have that back in Lucy in her prime.
You're going to a dinner, and at the table you can invite three people past or present. Who would they be and why?
Oh, man. I hate these types of questions. Amy Schumer, because she's hilarious. And then Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. We just have awesome women and comedian.
That would be a hilarious dinner.
That would be a really fun dinner.
Would you rather be a hero or villain in the next great superhero movie?
Villain.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
They're way more interesting. And they're always like, now there are so many heroes, like then they'll have like one villain that they're against. So I'd be the focus.
Who's your favorite villain in a superhero movie?
Probably Loki. Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. So you have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget, staying on the whole superhero movie thing.
Right.
What would you make the movie about?
I want to see, like, X-Men, like, individual stories for X-Men. Not the, like, big ones, but, like, new characters who, like, they have to discover their powers. I want to see that.
So you're walking to the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself, checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Stay in shape over the summer, because freshman year preseason's rough.
Okay. Same type of question. You're walking down the street one day and accidentally bump into yourself 10 years into the future.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully traveling, so it'd be kind of cool / weird to bump into myself at Haverford campus.
That is true.
But no, I want to see a lot more of the world.